and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 407. How are we all doing? Do let me know. Oh, big news today on the Apple front. Incoming updates. How far off doing that are you, Mike? It's the 14.5 update. Where are you?
I've no idea.
13 point something.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be a big update for Mike. Me? Oh, glad you asked. I'm backing up. It's been backing up for about 30 minutes. And the state of play is 1% backed up.
Well, I'm on 14 point something on the iPad.
Well, you could do it on there, couldn't you? You know, just for the giggles. I could do an iPad. That's true, actually. I could. Yeah. But I thought, you know what? I'll do the phone thing. Why do we need to update? Oh, we shall have a look at what's
out now.
I'm assuming so.
Shall I take your life in my hands and update it?
Oh, hang on. Movement. No. Still 1%. In fact, when it says backing up MacBytes Siri, actually it says 1% evaluating. Right. In other words, it's doing very little and it's going to take all night
download
to do it.
Download and install.
You see what I mean? There's Mike, heading off. No safety net. Hello, Alex. Congratulations. Hello, Renee. Hello, Sarah.
I shall do a Rachel.
Do a Rachel. Oh, because then you have to go and have a shower, don't you?
Enter your passcode.
Just a minute, Mike. I don't want to miss anybody here. Oh. No, I'm okay, I think. Hello, Jonathan.
Actually, I shouldn't do it first, should I?
No, you shouldn't.
I should let you do it first.
Oh, Simon, what voodoo is this, sixth in? Well, clearly early, Simon. Have you recovered fully after the cow incident? Great story. CQ Deb, CQ, hello, Anthony. Jonathan, it's bad news on a Monday to be counting down for the weekend. Just saying. On a Monday, I mean Tuesday, yes, but Monday, really? Was it that bad? Let us know. Oh, you know it's bad when you just keep wishing for the weekend. Mondays are usually chaotic here, and today was no exception. No, and new updates. Who's been brave and done it already? Let me know. Hello, Kim. And who have we got? Oh, Simon's fragile nerves are now fully restored. Are you venturing back near said cows anytime soon? And how's Dusty? Was he okay with it? Oh, I need to think about this update because there's new emojis. Oh, 2%. 1 hour and 3 minutes. I don't know if these are Apple minutes, but that'd work out nicely for the show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Nicely, that. Oh, we're talking of the show. We need to mention what'll happen tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah.
First thing I set my eyes on.
Oh, that thing. I thought you meant something else.
No. Tomorrow, the player won't look like it does tonight. So take a good look at it today with a pretty picture and it shows you what day. It'll be black tomorrow.
Yes, I was going to suggest we apprise them.
Yes, because otherwise things will happen. Like, yes. My player doesn't look the same. Where's the picture gone?
I want to see my friends.
Right. Different player tomorrow. Server maintenance. When he said server maintenance, looked at the email, 7 o'clock UK time to 7:45.
7 o'clock and time to be.
Time to shift server. So, the player will look different tomorrow. Do not panic. It's just so we can actually broadcast.
Do not point it out. Do not ask questions. Do not state the obvious.
Look, we do what we can. It's not our fault they decide to do maintenance at 7 o'clock. I mean, of all the times, on all the days, Tuesday, 7 o'clock. I'm going to put in a complaint ticket. I am. It's not on that. Hang on a minute. 40%, 25 minutes to go. I think this phone's gone mental. I'm being good, though. I'm doing my backup first, like I should be. No, I've never done that before. Now, the reason that I need it, obviously, is because let's take a look at the new features that we absolutely need. Right, where we're at. So who's already done it? Renee's on the beta. He's had it for quite a while. Oh, that's okay then. Oh, Kiva had a proper bath. She was not happy. We were pondering Lola's next bath. It was got to like, not really when she actually needs a bath. I mean, you could give her a bath or not give her a bath, whatever. It's like, when are we strong enough to do it? When are we mentally capable enough to do this? Because you'll say, come on, Lola, let's have a B-A-T-H. Because if I say the word, she'll be off. And she'll just look at you. and she will shame you. And you think, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. So when are Mike and I likely to be mentally strong enough to say
when
the B-A-T-H?
When we least expect.
When Lola least expected is the answer. We'll let you know how that goes. Oh, Alex missed the cow episode. You need to update Alex. Totally avoiding bovine interaction. You may never actually recover fully from that, Simon. But we enjoyed the tale. Dusty Buttercup Daisy and Ermintrude. Jonathan doesn't like change. Can we veto a player update? Well, I would love to say yes, Jonathan, but the answer's no. Hopefully we'll be back to the normal player on Wednesday. Always assuming it goes well, which, to be honest, whenever there's a server update, it doesn't. So you've been warned. You've been warned. But we do have the air and the spare in terms of broadcasts. So we won't be using the air tomorrow. We're using the spare. But at least we'll be there. Yes, don't panic. Exactly. Don't panic, Captain Mannering. Hello, Tracy. What updates? Oh, Kim, these are the iOS updates. It's iOS 14.5. So what's new, and it says it's a major release, is you can unlock your phone with your watch when you're wearing your face mask. So I obviously need to try that, don't I? That should have been there a year ago, for crying out loud. Is anybody still using the hand washing thing? Or is that long forgotten?
Well, I still wash my hands. But
well, I still wash my hands, but
I don't sing happy birthday.
No. The Siri thing.
Oh, no.
Where Siri counts down for you. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub kind of thing. That's a bit dodgy, isn't it, when you think about it? Leave it alone. Oh, dear. The slowdown and then jump from 1% to 40% is trying to process a photo of one of Mike's 4 kilogram Toblerones.
I think I know how to wash my hands. Don't need Siri to tell me.
I know that and you know that. Oh, that's a very good point, Kim. We need to tell Tracy because she gets very upset with these things. Tracy. Tomorrow, the player's going to be different because we're having maintenance on server 1. We're switching to server 2, so the player will be the plain black player. But, technically speaking, we'll still be there. If not, then we'll have to go to plan C. But tomorrow we are deploying plan B. Tomorrow is King's Day for Renee, King William's birthday. You won't be in, it's TV night. Oh, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Jonathan loves the hand washing thing. Oh no, I've used it once, that was it. Oh, right. You've never thought of rubber dub dub being suspect until now. Well, Simon, think cows. Anything could happen. Cows weren't suspect until you got embroiled with a field full of them. It doesn't just count down hand washing, it also times other activities. Do you know, I'm glad you went on to explain there, Jonathan. For example, drying hands. No, I didn't know. I don't partake of it. Still pops up on Anthony's watch, or not all the time? No, not a clue with mine. No, I did do it once, you know, just so you could hear it. But other than that, it's not bothered since. So just leave it be. Leave it be. Leave it alone. Oh, dear. Don't go anywhere near cows with young and a dog. Accidents and deaths. Cows are lethal. And Simon did explain his near-death experience with them. And we just all giggled. But obviously, Simon, we care deeply about you and we don't want anything to happen to you or Dusty. And cows, when roused, as you now know, naughty, naughty. So, yes, leave the cows be. Although this is why I don't find it logical that we have public footpaths across cow territory. We're weird in the UK, aren't we? It's like, oh, look, shiny, nice countryside walk. And then it becomes a death trap. Good night, Jonathan. Jonathan, we'll be doing the bins tonight. So we're always a day behind you, but it's bin night tonight. It's not real rubbish, though, is it, Mike?
No, it's cardboard rubbish.
And obviously, we have quite a bit of cardboard rubbish, but that's not the point. Oh, and I changed my battery last night, talking about cardboard rubbish. I needed a battery for the remote for my speakers on my Mac. You could only buy them in a packet of 10, so that was really eco-friendly. And then it arrived, and it was wrapped up in cardboard and plastic. And then that was put inside a plastic bag. The plastic bag was put inside another bigger plastic bag, which was put inside a packet that had plastic, you know, those airbag things, not the bubble wrap, the big ones, the air wrap, the airbag things, inside cardboard. So it took me 20 minutes to extricate the battery that I needed, but it's now in there and it's all working. What have we got here? Right, got a link from Tracy. Let's go and have a look at that. Tidied up all my tabs before, so I've only got the absolute necessities open, which is unusual. Oh dear. Let's try that in a different browser. It didn't like that one. It did not like that one. Doing a refresh on there. In we go. Oh, that still wants... What's it this playing at? It won't let me into Slack. Crying out loud. Right, let's try again. That's me. That's me there. Well, let's put that in and see if that gets me in. No, it didn't. That's interesting. Okay, I'll try yet again. Think I'm going to have to do this the manual way. Right, let's click that and put that in there. All this to get into Slack. Where if I open Slack, it would just work. But it wouldn't take me to the right place. No, wrong password. Not letting you in. You're lying to me. I know you're lying to me. I know my own Slack password. Crying out loud. Shall I just go into Slack? I can get into Slack and I can see things. But it won't let me in and actually direct me to where Tracy's directing me. But let's see if I can find it anyway. No, I'm not. Is it in random? Where is it? Ninja cows hiding behind the hedge. Oh, dear me. Oh, there's the cake. I've got the cake, Tracy. Is this the app? Is this the MediSafe medication management application? And that's cool. Nice icon, too. Is that what we're looking at? Because it won't let me in. Through. Oh, I'll give it one more go. Come on. Hang on. I wonder if that's the issue. Right, let's try that. Let's see if that works. Oh, fingers crossed. It did something. And is it working? Oh, I don't know. That's the app. Excellent. Fine. Got there. It says it's launching MapBytes, but it didn't actually take me anywhere. Oh, I can see that cake as well. Very, very nice cake. And there's a video somewhere. Hang on, where did that just go? No, I now have no idea where I was before. I'll find it, but that's a good idea. What Mike does to remind himself, you'll love this. You know those things, plastic stuff, labelled Monday to Sunday with little... lids that you lift up and then you put your pills in. So it's like a plastic tray thing with 7 days worth of pills in it. Mike leaves it underneath his monitor to remind him. Drives me insane. But he leaves it there. So yeah, an app is a much better idea. That is indeed a much better idea. I will have a look at that. I will. So what else was new that we desperately need? So there's obviously the Apple Watch Unlock thing, which I do like with my Mac. So I'd be quite happy with that. That's fine. Obviously, the other big thing is the app tracking transparency. Are you, if you were to open Facebook on your iPhone or iPad, going to allow them to track you or not? Are you going for the ask app not to track me? Or are you going to say, no, it's fine. Track me if you like. Which one are you going for? If I can say, no, don't track me, then I'm going for that one. And I reckon Mike would do the same, because there's nothing scarier than going into Amazon and having a look at something. I mean, something innocuous, you know, like a pair of garden secateurs. And then you go into Facebook and they follow you forever. So I'm going to say, no, don't track me. Kim doesn't want to be tracked anywhere. No, me neither. It's creepy. You know, I appreciate that Facebook are offering what they're offering for free. And that's always been the argument, isn't it? But they know enough about you anyway from the things you actually put into Facebook, or they should do. You know, I mean, if you never mention children, which I don't, then don't show me, like, you know, what you want to buy for the children or the grandchildren. Stuff like that. It should be fairly obvious. But to track me outside Facebook is a bit too much. So When you're on Facebook, I mean, Rachel's a scream. Rachel's put down for her birthday. Was it the 1st of January? It was something like that, but it wasn't her birthday. And of course, you can choose to keep that information private anyway. So you have to give them the information to prove that you're over 13. But you can choose to keep it private to you. So she puts down a birth date that's not her birth date, but doesn't make it private. So on the 1st of January, it pops up and it says, "Yeah, I wish Rachel a happy birthday." Now, obviously, I don't bother because I know that that's not Rachel's birthday. Rachel's birthday is the end of May. But she hasn't made it private, so people wish her a happy birthday. And then she comes back and says, "It's not my birthday. I just don't want Facebook to know when my birthday is." Fair enough, you might think. Rocks round to the end of May and people are saying, "Happy birthday, Rachel." Facebook knows when your birthday is, Rachel, whether you tell them or not. But to cherry pick through my Amazon browsing history, that's a step too far for me. So I'll definitely be saying, do not track me. And then we'll see what happens. I'm not hopeful it won't track me. I'm not. I still think they'll find ways. One thing I do to help along, which pro tip, if you are opening Facebook on your Mac or on your PC, use a browser that will automatically not allow Facebook out of its tab. So I use Firefox for that. And there is a Firefox extension called Containers. Now, the thing with Containers is, as an extension, it means that I can click to add a page. And I can say, open this URL I'm about to paste in. And then the best example of this is Mike. Pretend to be Mike. And what happens is if I open up that link in a Mike tab, it logs me into Amazon as him. So we do that because sometimes there's like a special offer on and you can only have one of them. You can literally only have one of them. And I want two of them. So I will log into this tab as Mike. So I don't have to log out of Amazon as me and then log in as Mike. I just open up this special tab, which is a Mike tab, and go to Amazon and I'm already logged in as Mike. But once you've got this extension, there is the ability to force Facebook to open in a Facebook tab. So I don't need to do anything. I just go to Facebook and instantly it opens in a container, which means it's ring fenced. And however many other tabs I've got open, Facebook does not have access to them. So I always and only ever open Facebook in this Facebook tab thing. Because I've got my ad blocker on as well, it's actually bearable to look at Facebook and then obviously come out of it, leave it alone at that point. But that way I don't get traipsed around after like Mike does. Mike will say, "Oh, I looked at this implement for the garden and now it's on Facebook." But he looked at it on a totally different device. It can even do it where, because this happened with Nina and Chidge, and she was like, "I didn't know it did that." Chidge had picked up her iPad, I think, and he'd gone looking for something at Amazon. Don't know if he even bought it. He just went looking on the iPad in the Amazon app. Nina then goes to Facebook on another device and sees this, you know, "Are you still interested in this?" And she was like, "Well, how did Facebook know that?" So I explained. She was horrified. Absolutely horrified. She learned something that day, though. So let's have a look. No tracking. Nobody wants to be tracked. Renee doesn't want to be tracked. They could just do general advertising Facebook and it'd still be free. They could. They're just, if you think about their business model, you know, it started off as one thing and then got creepy and has just got creepier since. They're not really interested in like the old way of what information they could get and what that could mean. They're trying to push it and push it and push it all the time. Simon, was there an app in setup you can use for quickly sharing screenshots? Yes, there was. Now, which one was it? It wasn't Cloud, was it? Let's have a look. There was one. In fact, I thought there was more than one. CleanShot. Is CleanShot still there? Anthony finds it creepy. You like how Firefox puts Facebook in a container? Exactly. I know you have to have the extension, but it does it automatically, which is brilliant because you don't have to remember to do it. So it only ever accesses through the app on the iOS device or in Firefox. And I don't get traipsed around after like Mike does. You look at one Mankini and then every website you go to. Oh, Simon. I actually bought a Mankini, obviously not for myself. I can't remember when this gag started, but it was the first year, I think, that Chidge and Nina invited us to theirs for Christmas. And we'd been having a giggle. I think it could have been some photos from him. Him and the kids when they were young, mid-80s, mid to late 80s. And he was there in like these briefs. So I said, you really need a Mankini. So it became a standard joke. So it comes to Christmas and there was this last gift and their grandchildren were there, you know, and we're talking age 3 to about 9. So I said, no, leave that one. That's a later toy. So when they'd all gone and it was just us left and the kids had gone, I said, do you want to open this now? And it was a Mankini. But obviously, having gone to Amazon and bought a Mankini, totally agree, Simon, does it follows you everywhere? You can never get rid of it. Oh. You may have to use the pretend to be Mr. T or Dr. B for the Samsung offer. Yeah, it does work well, that I can agree with that. And the thing that's even better is because I have Prime and I can share Prime with people in my household, Mike is set up to share Prime, which means he gets next day delivery free as well. So that is definitely worth it. Prime's the one subscription I don't really mind paying. Because if I had to pay next day delivery of like £4 or £5 on every item that I desperately needed the next day, I'd be bankrupt. And plus the fact you get all the Prime TV stuff, which some's good, some's bad, but you know, it's there. Oh, Kim quit Facebook. I didn't actually use Facebook that much at all, I'll be honest with you, until all my friends from the church were there and they didn't really know any better. At which point I actually started putting stuff in there. But yeah, I agree with you. I could easily leave it, put it like that. The price I'm getting for that, Tracy, is £106.70 for a 1 terabyte. That's rather nice, isn't it? Isn't that the one that Paul's got one of and a case to match it? I'm sure it was that one. Anthony likes how if you click on a page that Facebook would track you on, it says we've protected you from Facebook. Facebook's just lethal. It is. And Renee sometimes gets recommendation of products your wife has liked on Facebook. Oh, dangerous. She could just be letting you know what she wants for her birthday and Christmas. That'll be it. Oh, first season of Line of Duty's in the can. You enjoyed it. Oh, it was a good one, that.
Oh, a text from my mother.
What?
Outlook misbehaving, talk and Gmail okay. Speak in the morning.
Giving you a sit rep.
Or sit rep.
Sit rep, situational report, sit rep. Come on, Mike, you need to watch Line of Duty like Kim.
I did last night, but I won't spoil it for anyone.
Last night, there was just the most amazing thing. Now, I don't know, actually, if Kim would have noticed this yet. Simon's not quitting Facebook, though it's possible lots of people quit Facebook because of you. No, first of all, I loved Line of Duty, the first series, because... It was one of those things where no one else was watching it. People weren't talking about it. I mean, obviously people were watching it, but they weren't doing the Facebook thing. They weren't doing the Twitter thing, you know. So you could go about your business and not be riddled with spoilers. But the other thing was, like, people, it reminded me of 24. They weren't precious about anybody. You know, people die. It's like, oh, he's died. She was murdered, you know, and you weren't expecting it because these were like big stars of the show. So I love that. But I don't know if you've twigged it yet. Right, shall we have a brown one here on the dentist stick trail? There we go. Paw. Give me a paw. That's it. You look a bit dubious. Oh, look at that. No, we're not interested today. I think she might want a tripe stick instead. She's off her dentist sticks, but it's too hot.
She did have one before, didn't she?
You thought DCI Gates is a very good actor. Oh, he is. He said it was amazing. I was so... I thought it might carry on, that, you know, he might clear his name and it might carry on, but no. R.I.P. But he was great. He was great. In fact, they were all fantastic, to be honest. But you may have noticed Hastings, Ted Hastings, the older guy in the suit, Superintendent Hastings, and he has these sayings. Now, the actor himself is from Northern Ireland, and a lot of these sayings are from Northern Ireland. So there was one that he has, and the first time he said it, I thought, pardon? And I had to go and look it up. The phrase that he had was, now we're sucking on diesel, which apparently is from the... No, I am not going to... No spoilers, Sarah, no spoilers. But all I'm saying is about these sayings that he has. Oh, so you want this one now, do you? Oh, yes, I want a tripe steak. So he has these sayings, and another one he has is Jesus, Mary and Joseph, which is something very Catholic, very Irish, meaning like get on with it or whatever. It's an expression of frustration. Well, last night he took it to new levels and Twitter was alive with it. And just like Sarah, I was at book club and I thought, I'm not doing the Twitter, I'm not doing the Facebook, I'm not even doing the news. Because I do not want any spoilers. So I watched the first 5 minutes, which was critical. Couldn't not watch the first 5 minutes. So I ducked out of book club for 5 minutes and then straight back into it. And then I watched it later. But are you watching from the start? Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph is very common there as well. Ah, well, last night he took it to new levels. Sucking on diesel, apparently, is referring to like the shipbuilding industry in Northern Ireland, where you need to get something started, you need to get the ship started. And the phrase then is that it sucks diesel. So the phrase, now we're sucking on diesel, means like now we're rocking and rolling. Now we're getting started. Now we're getting somewhere. But that one flummoxed me because I'd never heard that. But Jesus, Mary and Joseph, he's been muttering that for the last 6 series. Now, it's not a spoiler to tell you what he said last night. You'll see it all over Twitter. It's not a spoiler because I'm not telling you in what regard he was saying it. But if you take that to mean like for crying out loud, you know, really, like incredulity. Well, he added to it last night. And considering it's such a serious series, I was just laughing out loud. I was almost rolling on the floor. The phrase this time was, he rolled his eyes, as he does, and he said, Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Which I'd never heard before. I'd never seen anybody add the donkey onto it. Oh, Tedisms are fantastic. You can actually get videos on YouTube of just Tedisms. 6 series of Tedisms. No spoilers in them. Just 6 series of Tedisms. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So we've got one episode left, which is next week. Sometimes they make the last episode like 90 minutes. They did that in series...
Do you want a dentist stick now?
Do you know, Lola, I wish you made your mind up. I offered you a dentist stick and you didn't want it. Now you're grumbling because you've not got a dentist stick. Honestly. Right. Are we having this one or not? Oh. You're just wafting at me. Right. You can have that if you want it. You want to go that way? Right, she's headed off now with a dentist stick, so she's happy. I wanted to see Blood Tracy. Is it available on Amazon Prime? I think I recorded one of them. Season one. Let's have a look. But is it included? No, it's not. There's 2 seasons of it. And yes, Adrian Dunbar's in it, isn't he? There's 2 series of it, but it's £2.49 an episode. That's unfortunate. Or £14 for a series. I am confident I recorded at least 1 series. I don't know about the second, so I'll have to find it. Did I watch Jack Ryan? I did. I watched the first series, and then when the second series came out, I thought I'll re-watch the first series. Oh, just what we were talking about before I put that in. I've got the Amazon page open in Firefox, and at the top there is a logo for Facebook and another one for Twitter. And next to the Facebook logo, let's do a, let me grab that. I will show you what it looks like. Okay, let me get that because I don't have shortcuts on there. Right, let's capture that. Okay. Right, let's take that. So I'll just take the top of what we've got in a browser. Right, let's paste that in. That's what it looks like in Firefox when the container stops Facebook from tracking you. So there's a purple dot that you can just see about half of. And there's a gate on it. That's the container. So Facebook would normally be tracking what I'm looking at here, which is blood on Amazon Prime. But because I'm using Firefox and that extension, I'll sort that out in a minute. Because it's got that extension, it is stopping it tracking anything in Amazon. So I know it's working as well, which is great. Right, that's just what I'm thinking, Simon. That's what I've got. It's a screenshot of the screenshot saying there's nothing there yet. That's exactly what I've got. But that looks very, very similar, doesn't it, to Cloud App and Droppler. The reason I didn't go for CleanShot, I think you can buy it in the App Store, can't you? But from memory, it's heckishly expensive. Let's have a look. Maybe it's not in the App Store. Or is it two words? Let's have a look. No, hang on, is it or isn't it? No, I don't think it is. There's Snappy App, Browse Shot, Double Shot, Final Shot, Screen Float, Swing Vision, you name it, but I don't think that one's in there. Dream Shot must have been the one I was thinking of. There's Dream Shot as well. But Clean Shot looks very, very good. Maybe you buy it direct from them and not the App Store. But it was quite expensive. Obviously, if you've got setup, then it's just included. What plugin is that? Right, it's the Firefox plugin called Containers. So let me find it. Containers, Firefox. And what you can do with it, you can either do it manually. Is it that one or is it that one? Have a look. Need to see the icon. I think it's that one. Doesn't tell me. How, it says how does it work, but it's not giving me a link to it. Okay, we'll do it via the actual add-ons and themes that I've got installed, and that way we know we've got the right one. Come on, where are you? Container. Facebook container is one, but surely that relies on the containers thing, which, as far as I know, is separate, unless one installs the other. There you go, Firefox multi-account containers. And these come from Firefox, so let's get the link for that. I don't want to remove it, I want to go get the link. Why is there no link to it? There must be a link to it, come on. There we go, is it that one on GitHub? That's a bit weird. Let me go to the Firefox container one, because I think that will prompt you to install the other one. Firefox container. Clean Shot for one Mac, $29. It must have been the one Mac thing, because I want a solution that's available on all my Macs. That's probably why I left it alone. Why, when you've got something installed, would they not give you a link for it? On account of the fact that you might want to recommend it to somebody else and make sure that I've got the right one. I think it is on GitHub. It looks like it's on GitHub, which is rather strange. But it's called, we've got two of them. There is Firefox Container, and the other one is Firefox Multi-Account Containers. So maybe we need to go to Firefox add-ons, whatever we want to call it. Right, here we go, add-ons for Firefox, and do it that way. Because I wanted to give you the direct link, not the GitHub link. Right, find add-ins. Right, Firefox multi-account. There we go, that's the one. Right, there we go, there's the proper link. Okay, that's the actual extension. And the Facebook part of it, I don't know if they do that separate. Do we do that separate? Facebook container. That's the second one. So you don't have to add the whole thing, I think. It will prompt you for what you need. But it's one or two of those, and they work brilliantly. And you can actually see that it's not tracking you, which is brilliant. So I don't open Facebook anywhere else. Obviously, you could do it through an incognito window. But if you went for the incognito window approach, you'd have to remember to open it in an incognito window every time. And secondly, you'd have to log in every time, which gets old fast. But both of those work brilliantly. Kim has a Facebook container. Best way. Best way. Right. Yeah, CleanShot reminds me. Oh, my backup's done. Oh, excitement. You know, I set that backup going hours and hours ago. Yeah, it's done. That means I can unplug and update, doesn't it? Shall I do this thing, Mike? Shall I do it?
Go on.
Right, I will. I'll do that. Right, I'm going to unplug it. So it's gone bye-bye. Right, it's all done. And then do the update thing. I might live to regret this. It might never, ever come back again. Where's the update? Where are you? General. Software update. Oh, Lola. What's she doing? You've eaten your stick. There's another stick on the floor. I think she might want you to pick it up for a mic. Okay, so the update itself is 1.27 gig. I have tapped the download thing. Let's do this, I've said. I might live to regret this. But if it works, I get extra emojis. And who doesn't want extra emojis? There's one with a heart and it's got a bandage wrapped around it. There's one that I'm not sure what it's supposed to be saying. It looks like somebody's head in a bubble or covered with bubbles. I don't know what on earth that's all about. You have to update your watch to use the unlock. Yeah, so I'll do the watch after I've done this. But at the moment, I'm letting it do that because that's going to take forever, isn't it? Oh, no, it says 1 minute remaining. This is to download 1.5 gig, which I'd be shocked if it did. But there again, maybe the internet's in a very good mood at the moment. Shall I do a speed test and see if the internet is in a good mood at the moment? That's speedtest.net. Let's try that. What mood are you in at the minute? Let's try it. Let's have a giggle. Yes, a bandaged heart. Oh, isn't that sad? Oh, it is in a very good mood at the moment. A very, very, very good mood at the moment. The internet is running at about 980. I wish the upload was that good. That's the download. 980. And the upload, struggling. Oh, no, no, it's going up. About 52-ish. About 52. Do you know, I always think of my poor friend in America. I think she's in Michigan. I think it's Michigan. Do they have a lot of snow in Michigan? Because she's got this fabulous garden with like Bambi deers running around. And it'll be like March and it'll be 3 foot deep in snow. And of course that affects the internet. And it's so remote where she is that she's got, well, for a start, she had to have 2 dial-up connections to get like 3 down. So I always think of that. Yeah, the speed's fine. It's working fine. So how are we doing? 0 seconds remaining. In other words, it should be done, but it's not done. But we'll have a think about it. Oh, doing it live. I'm absolutely insane, aren't I? So we got to the app tracking. Right. There's updates to Apple News. Does anybody use that? All new search experience to help you find relevant topics, channels and stories. I'd just like, oh, Apple News. Bye. Because sometimes it's like, I consider it clickbait. It's not actual news like, you know, Prince Philip's dead. That's news. It's like, oh, those kind of clickbaity headlines like 5 ways to do X. And you're like, that's clickbait. That's not news. And then you go to it and some of the things that are like, well, I might actually want to look at what that is. You find that you've got to subscribe for that. And then you're back to your Apple One thing. So no, not doing that. There is some Siri updates. Siri will be thrilled. This is the voice 1, 2, 3, and 4 thing. Now, isn't the original voice 1? I can't remember what voice 4 was now, but I think 2 and 3. All this to be gender neutral, fluid, whatever. Just give them like a gender neutral name. Like we were saying that Brooke, Dale, Hillary, names Kim. Kim could be a boy.
Mm.
But no, voice 1, 2, 3, Alex. And 4. Alex could be either. Even Michael. I know girls called Michael.
Yeah, when I was in hospital having my tonsils out, I had a sister Michael.
Well, there's Princess Michael as well, but that's a whole different story, isn't it? that was by marriage.
And there's Sister Thomas Moore.
Yep. Well, they just take a saint's name, and the fact that it's male or female. Right, so what else have we got? Siri's virtual assistant. New Siri intelligence feature that helps the virtual assistant adapt to your preferred music application. There is no setting to change it to Spotify, but you can configure a default when you speak to it. So when you ask Siri to play a song for the first time, it'll ask which app you want to use. And when you tap one of the options, that'll become the default for all future commands, which is fantastic unless you want to change it. And then how do you change it? It doesn't mention that. So make sure you don't make a mistake, basically. Oh, Renee doesn't have Apple News. Trust me, Renee, you're missing nothing. There's stuff in it like, have you heard of Hello Magazine? It's basically like high-class tripe. Celebrity stories and garbage. And I'm thinking, when Apple said, you know, we're going to bring Apple News and it's going to be classy and it's going to be proper news and it's going to be unbiased. And then the next minute, I've got it recommending Hello Magazine to me. Clearly based on the demographic of the fact that I'm female and of a certain age. And I'm like, only if we were short of toilet paper would that enter the house. But they keep recommending it. So you're missing nothing. Nothing, Renee. Don't worry about it. Kim's downloading Tracy's Pill app. Excellent. Anthony went off it when it thought that Stephen Fry leaving Twitter was newsworthy. That's what I mean. It's that kind of... There are things going on in the world that really need to be addressed. People dying, people being... exploited. Nothing like that's ever mentioned, but, you know, Stephen Fry leaving Twitter. And then it's an almighty story. And I thought when they announced it that that was the stuff that they were trying to replace with proper news. And it doesn't seem that way. It just seems another way to clickbait. I mean, at the beginning of the pandemic, they put stuff out like Boris Johnson's put the country into lockdown because they couldn't really avoid that. But the other level of news that you see now is like, that's not news. That is not news. Yesterday was one about the perils of plastic surgery during lockdown. And I'm thinking, well, why would plastic surgery be a thing during lockdown? And what had happened was a woman had decided that she needed, note that, capitals, flashing letters, needed, what were they called? Lip fillers. And I'm like, I'm going to have to look up what that is before I read this story any further. Anyway, I seem to understand what it was. And there was a picture of what she looked like when she'd finished. I don't think... Now, this was during lockdown when everywhere that was professional was closed. So how did she pick the person to give her these filler injections? She was on Instagram. So she went to her house to have these things done. Should have seen the finished result. Not pretty. And, you know, I had so many questions. Like, one, why are Apple recommending me this story? Do you think I need lip plumping or something? And then I was looking at the picture and I was thinking, why would somebody do that to themselves? And, you know, in the middle of a pandemic as well, is that the most important thing? I mean, you think about the situation in India at the minute. They're just desperate to breathe. You know, they just need oxygen. And these people are thinking that what they need is lip filler. Yeah, I couldn't quite work that out either, but people are just bizarre. Now, was this the one from yesterday? No, that's January. Oh, let me try the BBC page, see if I can actually see it. They had to change her name as well, so now she's got a lip filler and it didn't work well. Let me find it. Do you know on the BBC, I do hate it. You do a search and the story that you read yesterday, you can't find today. It's gone. No matter what you type in. Let's test the search. Right. Lip filler during lockdown. That should return that as far as I'm concerned. No. Let's get rid of that word and see if we can find it. I've got it. Yeah, basically her lips turned black. But I'm looking at the result and I'm thinking, you look like you never mind sucking on diesel. It looks like you've been sucking on a pipe. This was what she looked like after. If you're eating, I don't recommend looking at it. But that's what she looked like after. And apparently, you know, that's the most important thing. And that was all over Apple News. And I'm like, Not happening. No, not paying for Apple News to get that. Anyway, Siri will no longer default to a female voice. Well, never did in the UK anyway. Then we've got these emojis. I'm not sure what the first one is, but it's 200 new emojis.
But there's no light pink heart emoji.
Why would we need a light pink heart?
I don't know, but somebody's put it on Twitter.
Oh.
Sad to hear there's no light pink heart emoji.
Renee says, don't search lip filler, it will haunt you. No, not doing that. I actually found it on the BBC. It says here, there's new face emojis. And hang on. Support for separate skin tones for each individual in all variations of the couple kissing emoji. God, that must be complicated. And then it says, new face emojis, heart emojis, and a woman with a beard emoji. Not quite sure when you'd use that one. But I'm interested to know. There's one with a heart on fire. There's one that looks like somebody who's got COVID. So a kind of scrunched up face, coughing. But then there's one where you can just see the eyes and it's like surrounded by bubbles. And I'm thinking, I don't actually know what that is. Is that a COVID cloud? I don't know. There we go. Try that one. I have no idea what that's all about. It does look like bubbles, but is it like COVID? Well, you know, emojis are no good if you have to work out what they are. Anyway, biggest update as far as I'm concerned is the podcast app. Need to see the podcast app, don't we? So this is because of this subscription thing. Everyone's getting a beautiful new homepage. So as a podcast producer, you don't actually have to do anything to get this snazzy page. That you, when you publish a podcast, you publish an XML feed. So anywhere, any app that you subscribe to MacBytes in is getting the same feed, but the show will look different in different applications because it's interpreted differently, and that's what's going to happen in here. So all our artwork is of the required standards and size, so we can't wait to see what that actually looks like. Not that I use the podcast app. What were we like trying to find it? Oh, there's the podcast app. Right. How do I subscribe? And then I'm like, I want to see the details of this podcast. And I'd got marooned in there and I got MacBytes in and I'm tapping one and then it starts playing. And I'm like, no. I'm trying to listen to a book. I just want to see the information about that. And there I was. Not a clue how to just do that. Right. And what else have we got? Oh, AirTag support. But, you know, they're not coming till Friday. And we haven't even ordered any. So never mind. You know, not leaving the house and everything. I think that was it. So basically, why am I updating? Want to see the podcast thing? Would like the unlock with your watch thing. That's cool. Because sometimes I tap the phone and it's flat on the desk. So it's pointing at the ceiling. And I can work like that. But to unlock it, I've got to pick it up so we can do the Face ID thing or put the code in.
It says Apple Watch owners will be...
Why don't you talk to the microphone instead of mid-air?
Apple Watch owners will be able to confirm unlocking their iPhones whilst wearing a mask. Does that mean you can only unlock your phone with your watch if you've got a mask on?
I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? Because I'm hoping it means it just works. But this is Apple, so it could mean anything. That's why I'm updating, so you don't have to. But when I say updating, I've got this message that now that says preparing update. So we could be sat here for the rest of my natural life while as I think about it. But fear not, it was backed up first. So it's just a matter of waiting and waiting and waiting. So I could be a while. But that's it for the updates, apparently.
And there's a support for new wireless game controllers.
Be still my beating heart. Did you notice my excitement there? No, neither did I. Funny that. It works when it does not recognise you. We should be all right then. So if I've got it pointing at the ceiling, Renee, I should be able to double tap the watch. Where would you set to unlock your phone with your watch? That could be useful. It'll be in the preferences. Renee will give you exactly where it is because he's already got it. I heard it was in the preferences. Now, is it under watch or Face ID? It's under one or other, but Renee will know for sure. I don't do the beta things. Stuff has to work here. I know I've got spare phones, but I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Definitely, definitely not. In Face ID. There you go. It's in Face ID. That would be very useful, to be honest. And I think that's something that could have been done before now. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? We've been giggling over Facebook. Oh, and Pete may not know about Simon's issue with the cows. We nearly lost one of our troop, Pete. Simon had a very dodgy encounter with a field full of cows. Apparently, they're not overly friendly. Now, that could be they're not overly friendly generally, or just Simon and Dusty. But Simon only just escaped with his life. It's taken him 3 days to recover. Poor Simon. other than that, we've been talking about the 14.5 update, which is out for iOS today. I'm doing my phone. We've all sat here and done a live backup while I've done that. I've downloaded it, gig and a half in a minute, and now it's preparing the update. So I'm hopeful it'll be done by this time tomorrow. Sarah's going to need to update the watch. We'll do it later. Excellent. Let me know how that goes tomorrow. And don't forget tomorrow, different player tomorrow. Different player. It will be the black one because of maintenance. And we're trying to work out what these emojis are. So there are three emojis. I can see one is like somebody coughing with COVID and one is a heart on fire. And then there's this thing in a bubble, which we're not quite sure about. Oh, cows are evil. Has this happened before or did Simon make the BBC News? Let's have a look at that. Oh, my. Are they vicious? Trampled to death. Good grief. Simon was incredibly, incredibly lucky. Wow, a man died and a woman was seriously injured, trampled by a herd of cows. Were you called to this one? Only in their 50s, good grief. Yes, the woman was airlifted to hospital. Was this one of Pete's? Remained serious but stable. Oh, wow. Third person to die in Yorkshire in recent months. I think I did hear about the old man walking with his wife and dogs. I think I remember that one. But these fields are marked as being safe to walk through, aren't they? Ended up in your ICU. That's shocking. You think of cows as not being as dangerous as some other animals. And I think you also probably have this idea you could outrun a cow. Because that's what Simon said with Dusty, that Dusty would have outrun the cows. So it was just Simon was worried about. Dusty was fine. But I guess they can shift. And obviously there's more than one of them. So they could encircle you. That's bad news. I'm not one for walking in the countryside. And if I were, when I did as a kid, I would be like berry picking. So we'd be on a path. Mum would never let me venture near a field full of anything, for which I was quite grateful. But I didn't realise it was such a thing as that. Three in a couple of months. I've got to think about the people that are left behind. That'd be traumatic forever, wouldn't it? Never be able to look at a cow again. Oh, how sad. Sarah's has done her phone and iPad while I'm sitting here looking at mine. Oh, I now have. It's downloaded. And would you like to install it going on? Right, so I'm going to tap yes. There we go. Installing now. Actually, it's verifying again. Oh, I know a man who died like this. So it's verifying again and again and again. And we'll get there in the end. We will. You'd eat more steak to get even. That's a good point, actually. That's a nice way of looking at it, isn't it? Oh, even so. I mean, the fact that you could get into these fields makes me wonder if the farmers ever sued. Were there signs saying that the cow was dangerous? And that might sound ridiculous, but, you know, McDonald's have got a message on the side of the cup to tell you that the hot coffee you've just bought is hot. So, could be a bit dicey there if there's no danger signs. And even worse, if there's a sign that says, come along past this open to the public walkway. In the middle of the field of cows. So, maybe get sued there. Or become vegan. Well, one or the other, I think. I think you would veer from one extreme to the other with that. I'm just thinking, you know, you go out for a walk, especially in their 50s. That is not that old, she said, being in her 50s. It's not, trust me, it's not that old. 50's the new 30, as far as I'm concerned. And by the time I get to the late 50s, it'll be 20s because I'm working backwards. That's not that old. I can understand somebody 82 not being able to outrun a cow, but I would have thought that young that you would. You have cuddle cow farms, Renee. Wow. We have what are those children ones called? Petting zoos, which is some of them are in city centres. I think London's got a couple of those. But they're also like out in the countryside, and children from inner city schools go out, and it's like sometimes their first exposure to like animals like that. So we do have petting zoos. They are very highly regulated now because of incidents where the children are picking up something from the animals. So when the foot and mouth thing happened, you know, they were shut down straight away. I'm at the stage, I have a white Apple logo on a black background. I also have a progress bar underneath and it's moving along quite slowly. Tracy says, seem to recall Simon was on a public footpath out to cross the field. That's my point. If the if the public footpath says follow me and it happens to cut across a field of cows, if cows are inherently dangerous, and what you've now got with this story from Pete is, you know, you can say, well, basically that story means that the farmer who had the cows in the field had notice of the fact that this is not always a good thing. So maybe if he's going to let the cows in the field, he needs to put up notices, at least saying that the cows are there and to avoid them. But if you have a public footpath across a field and you have knowledge of people being trampled and or dying, then I think it is incumbent upon you to put up a warning sign. Speaking as a lawyer, that's what the prosecution would say. That's the case for the plaintiff, that you really should say, OK, yes, this is a public cut through or whatever, but be aware that during X time and Y time the cows are on the loose and cows are dangerous. Don't feed the cows. But if there wasn't any kind of sign like that, then you potentially, if you are injured, have a right to compensation. I know it's the compensation culture, but that's the point. Put a sign up. You could be out with somebody in a wheelchair or something like that, or a kiddie in a pram, you know, and you're pushing them through there and then you're being followed by cows. And most people wouldn't understand that a cow is that dangerous. Obviously, en masse, in a herd, you might be a little bit concerned, but I personally did not know cows were that dangerous. I would have thought that was a one-off, but obviously here, no. Pete's got lots of examples here, and it's not good. So leave the cows alone. Simon was wearing a bright red sweater. You might have been better with white with black patches on it, Simon. And walk through on all fours. Just see if that did any good. Oh, there have been some terrible cases where farmers have clearly shirked responsibilities with regard to bulls. Dangerous. Hang on. The chat's moving like crazy. A wheelchair. In this case, I think it was a hedge and stole affair. Well, I know when our walkers club, the Catanian Walkers Club, go out, they give like a sit rep regarding the walk. They tell you how far it is, and they're labelled by boots. So it's a one boot, two boot or three boot type of walk. And basically it's how difficult it is. And the last thing that they put on it is that it is either suitable for wheelchairs and prams, or you'd have to be careful with wheelchairs and prams, or if you've got a wheelchair or a pram, forget it. So that's what made me think about it. Because while an average person could escape, not necessarily if you're trying to save a child or somebody in a wheelchair. So I think it is incumbent upon the farmers, because they're the ones who are putting the cows in that particular field. They may well have other fields that they could have put the cow in, but they chose not to do that. And therefore, they really should give you a very clear warning. And to be honest, not just at the point that you get that far either. There should be a warning like half a mile away. Or eventually they'll get sued. A stile. Right, it was a hedge and a stile. Sometimes, though, with stiles now, Tracy, they have adapted the stiles. So you get kind of, it's like a low U-shape thing, and you can actually put a wheelchair or a pram underneath it. They've adapted the stile, so you don't go through the stile, you go through this thing next to the stile, and it kind of, there's like a door in it. I remember getting tangled up in one with Maya, you know, at the park, when you go out the park, when you go onto Link Road. There was like it was not a stile, is it? It's like a rotating thing. What would you call it? Like getting into Old Trafford.
Turnstile.
A turnstile type thing. But the dog can't get through that. So next to it, there's one of these open come flap things. So the dog heads straight through that. But I was in the stile and he didn't give me chance to take the lead off and put the lead through the stile. So before you knew it, the pair of us were tangled up like crazy. Oh, walking mayor. Just lifelong adventure, I can assure you. Right. Kim says, we put up no trespassing signs, and then if you're out with the livestock, they can kill you at will. The thing here is there is a very British thing about having a right of way through the countryside, public footpaths. But obviously farmers aren't keen on that. Another issue you've got with that is not just the fact that wild animal, any animal can be dangerous. You know, a dog off a lead can be dangerous in the wrong circumstances. But this was people feeding horses. But, I mean, this is how stupid people are. Instead of thinking, oh, look, there's a horse, I'll give it an apple. They were giving it digestive biscuits and stuff. And this, whatever they fed this horse, it died. It was something that horses shouldn't eat. And then all through my Facebook stuff, people who have horses in the countryside are saying, please don't feed horses, don't feed any animal. You know, and we're talking like that they'll hand over like a biscuit and it'll be in the metal wrapper, be in the foil wrapper, and they'll give that to a horse as well. And the horse doesn't know any better. So I can understand people in the countryside thinking that non-countryside people who are visiting are complete muppets. I can understand that. But they still need to put up a warning sign. Not everybody knows that cows are that dangerous or any other wildlife is that dangerous. I personally wouldn't go into a field like that. And I would never let a dog off a lead anywhere other than like an official closed in, this is for dogs only area. And even then, you've got to be careful of the other dogs, not necessarily your dog. But you can recall a dog on a good day, but you can never really guarantee that your ability to recall that dog will override something that the dog has seen. I just don't think you can. I mean, we've had spates here of people stealing dogs. This is just horrific. But we had cases where people were setting off fireworks and tying them to the dog. So, no, the dog is never, ever off the lead unless it's somewhere that we can see all four corners of where it is and it's safely locked, just the way we are. I've just seen too many things like that. There you go. Tracy's quite right. Public footpath is a public right of way. It's quite a battle, to be honest, between farmers, and I can understand why, and people who demand their public right of way, and that's the problem. Most signs Deb's seen say enter and you'll be shot, private property. Farmers do reserve the right to shoot dogs, whether they've done anything or not, if they're on their property. That's another thing. Oh, you've not seen an adapted style. I'll try and get a picture of one, should we ever venture out, Tracy, because we've got one up the road. Just by the church, the Mersey runs by the church, and there is a, what's that thing called? Is it the Mersey Walkway or something? There's an official walk that goes along the canal, and then it comes off the canal, and it goes like cross-country, across Carrington Moss, which is between us and where Kath lives.
Incoming.
Right. Okay. Oh, have we got something new? Oh, tell me this is for the week at Matt Byte's headquarters.
It's for the week at Matt Byte's headquarters.
Well, in that case, I can't possibly give any clues, but I'm going to have a look at it. What's Mike found now?
This was yesterday.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah. Right. I'm saying no more, but the week at Matt Byte's headquarters. Don't be hungry when you come and watch. More food. What can I say? So this pathway walkway thing, you cross the road and there's a stile, and this stile's actually quite big, but next to it they've put one of these adapted ones in, which is very good because I think Ellen goes on a few of the walks, doesn't she? If it's a one boot or a two boot walk, Ellen goes in a chair. She's totally fearless, that woman, isn't she? Do you remember the one at Marbury? Went on this walk in Marbury. Wasn't bad until the end. And, you know, it was all pathways and stuff. Uphill and down dale, but easy with a chair. Until we get to the end. And it's like the north face of the Eiger. So all the way we'd been walking down and down and down, thinking this is cool, you know, we're on a downward run. Then we had to get back up again. It must have been easy about, what, 100 yards in distance, but upwards. And when I say upwards, I mean upwards. This was like a one-in-one hill. It was appalling. But she does it anyway. Right, let me get back up here. All right, we're talking about this bull now. Oh, we've got another link. We've got another link. I have got Simon's link. Deb grew up around cows. You do not. Do need to be careful. All livestock can be dangerous if they feel a threat. That's the point. And I think people are so city and town bound these days. They don't know that. They are just gormless when it comes to that. Simon's priceless line. It's unclear why the bull attacked the pair who were walking on a footpath near the village of Sanford-on-Soar. Also, bulls just do that. Maybe you were wearing something red and you moved and the bull didn't like it. It is strange in the UK, Kim. There is private property, as everyone's mentioning, but it's these public rights of way that are the issue. So they hark back to, you know, the dark ages and beyond. And some people insist on their right, you know, to be able to walk across a field of cows. As Simon will tell you, it's not a wise idea, but people just demand their rights. It's not about responsibilities and doing the right thing these days. It's all about people's rights to do whatever they want. And, you know, that's fine if that's what they want to do. And if they want to get trampled to death, that's up to them. But as was proved with this one, where he ended up in Pete's ICU, Pete's got more things to worry about than people who are idiotic enough to walk through a field of cows. You know, that's a burden on the NHS. But people reserve the right to do it because they want locking up. That's right, they want locking up. See, what should happen, you kind of, like Tracy's saying, the property's private, but the footpath isn't. But if the footpath is wandering through the middle of a field and the footpath's public, but the cows are on private land, but then whose responsibility is it to ensure that person and cow don't meet? Is it the farmer's responsibility to put up fences? You know, so he could have a field transversed by a walkway and then have to put a fence up across his entire field, like on one side of the walkway and then on the other side of the walkway. And they don't bother. Not many people, I think, would be ludicrous enough to insist on their right to cross more than their right not to be trampled by a cow. But there are the odd ones, as you can see. So it does happen. It does happen. Deb grew up around animals. Awareness is a necessity. Animals can feel threatened by unknowing or quick movements. Pigs are real bad about biting. With pigs, aren't pigs supposed to be incredibly intelligent? I went, my a friend of my dad had a pig farm and we went to visit. The smell would have knocked a donkey out. But then I'm hypersensitive to smells. But they were all penned up, you know, and okay, the tiny ones. I think people have a tendency to think of pigs as not vicious because they've got babe in their mind. And that's the unfortunate thing. But these pigs were kind of cute. I did think they were cute, but oh, the smell. The smell was bad news. Kim reckons if she was a farmer in the UK, you would put a fence around the path so the livestock couldn't get onto the path. It's going to depend on, you know, the journey of the path, really. I don't think I would be putting cows in the field with the walkway through it. But I can see that, you know, if you're a farmer and that's the land, then that's what you've got to do. It would cost a fortune to put a fence up like that. But I guess, you know, that's what I'm saying. If they're going to be sued for the fact that somebody's now died, then it would have been cheaper to put the fence up in the first place. Good evening to you, Renee. If you're all going to put a large bull in a field, why not a lion? Just lay some mines. Simon, don't tempt people. That'll happen. I'm telling you, that will happen. You wouldn't be able to access half of Devon if you couldn't use a public footpaths and bridleways. Yeah, that's true up here with this, whatever it's called. Is it the Pennine Trail?
I think it is.
Is it the our end of the Pennine Trail?
Yeah, because you this get to it huge. By the tip.
Yeah. And you can walk across Carrington Moss, can't you, up to Altrincham?
Yeah.
And, you know, that way it's about half a mile. But if you're in a car, it's going to be about 4 or 5 miles away. So this thing could be the end of the Pennine Trail. I will find out. We'll have a look tomorrow. Oh dear. Pigs are perfectly capable of killing and eating a human adult. Oh! Wasn't there a case where that happened? They couldn't find any evidence. And what they found in the end was a gallstone that the pigs had eaten this person, and that was what was left when the pigs had finished. Oh! I can imagine that. Kim had some mass murderers where they could put all the bodies in with the pigs so they wouldn't dispose of them. Do you know, I think that happened here many years ago. Was it a lady that got kidnapped? And they gave the ransom and they never got her back. But the guy that they found the ransom with owned pigs. And the police were just stood there looking at these pigs with like, oh dear, we think we know what's happened here. So I think that's happened here, which is scary. Oh, and there was another one in America. It was a guy, it was two guys, I think they were brothers that had a pig farm. And either one or both of them was a serial killer. So they would abduct women and they would hold them in this kind of container that they had in the yard. And then when they'd done, then the pigs got a treat. Oh, what are people like? No, no. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, and on that lovely note, my iPhone's still thinking about it. So I'm about halfway. I will update you tomorrow as where we get to. We will share that tomorrow. Fingers crossed. And I'll then do the watch and then I'll do the does it work? Can I actually, you know, wear a mask if I want to? And will it let me into my phone? That's what I'm going to do. Oh, crying out loud, Tracy. Probably not my cup of tea, but Gentleman Jack dramatised a pig-eating human event. Oh, no. The stuff that we'll watch. No, no, I was too busy with Line of Duty. But no spoilers ever for Line of Duty. Ever, ever, ever. But just remember Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the little donkey. No, the wee donkey. The wee donkey. That's the one from this week. Can't wait for next week's final. But again, no spoilers. Never any spoilers. Kim's only just finished series one. Series two is great, Kim. Series four was my favourite, I think. I just thought series four was fantastic. But they're all brilliant. If I had to choose one, though, I think it would be season four. So keep going. Keep going. I know the wee donkey. That's not just quote of the week. That's quote of the year. And there's a video of him doing it on YouTube. And I actually showed it Mike. And Mike's never seen Line of Duty in his life. I said, but you've just got to see this bit. Obviously, it's funnier if you know the character. But it was just the way he said it. He deserves the acting award for 2021 just for that line. The rest of it was great, but just that line. That's it. All that was left was a belt buckle. Oh, Tracy, no. On that lovely note, we're going to head off. Don't forget tomorrow when you join us, the player will look different. The player will be the black player. We have maintenance on server one at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. No, we didn't pick the time for the maintenance. They did. So we should be with you. If we have any issues where the other one isn't working, we will go to plan C. But at the moment, we're heading for plan B with the black player. Oh, Tracy, that will just put me off forever now. I'll see a belt buckle and think, oh, no. But never mind. I'm going to have to look that up now, just because. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.